1 Peter chapter 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power for ever and ever. Amen.
With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's bow our heads for a short prayer. Father, we thank you again for the gift of your holy word. We pray that in these moments, the written words might become alive to us, living and active, and even be the presence of Christ, not just now, but in our day-to-day lives, for we ask it in his precious name. Amen. I'm going to think very briefly this morning about 1 Peter 5, verse 6. So we've had the whole of 1 Peter 5 read, and I'm just going to focus on one particular verse, and that's the verse we're going to think about, 1 Peter 5, verse 6. And it says very simply, but there are some very interesting points in there, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, that in due time he may lift you up. Let me say it again. Humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and in due time he will lift you up. Now, I said it's just that verse, but it then goes on in the next verse to say why we should do that. And just very briefly as an introduction, it then quotes from the Old Testament. It says, well, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace, or he gives things to the humble. A lot of people think that God is just like a sugar daddy who'll give people everything all the time. No problem, not a problem. I'm just going to give you everything. This particular verse says that God opposes people. Doesn't mean he's going to cosh them. It just means he's not really interested. Thank you very much. great, isn't it, non-verbal communication? You can see when people aren't really interested from the expression on their face. Don't get me on teenage behaviour. But God gives grace to the humble. He gives things. So, 1 Peter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and in due time, that's a very important word, in due time, he's going to lift you up. Now, I was thinking, how can you actually humble yourself? You can't. Well, I'll have a go at explaining how we might humble ourselves at the end with a little illustration. But let's think about what it means about God's mighty hand. Now, only do this if you want to, and you might want to swap seats with someone if you think this is just not going to work because you see them too often and it's just, I don't want to do this with you. Okay? But humble yourself under God's mighty hand. You need to think, it's not that you're under the cosh, but you need to think that there's a mighty, mighty hand down on you, a really strong hand. So we're going to play a little bit of a game, see which is the stronger hand. If I push down, can the person push up? Okay? Now, you don't want to do slam dunk if you really know you. There we are. That's why I said you might want to. And if you're having shoulder surgery soon, and just leave it. Just enjoy everyone else. But let's have a little bit of a game. That's it. At least they're trying. Well done. Yeah, that's it. Good, good. Do you want to come and demo? Nope. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Have a go. Peter and Yvonne, come on, lead the way. I'm sure you can do this. Push David and Juliet to give it a go. Oh, there's David's lifting Juliet up. There's a surprise. Has anyone got a mighty hand going? Oh, very good. Yes. Steady on, Peter. She's your wife. Can you beat Daddy? Can you beat Daddy? You can you? Very good. Mike and Heather are having a bit of a moment there as well. Humble yourself under God's mighty hand. It's not that you're under the cosh, but it's his hand is stronger than anyone. And the mighty hand is an expression used in the Bible of deliverance. And it's things that only God can do. So death, sin, turning water into wine, things that only God could do, he's going to deliver us. And we need to be humble and recognize that only he can help us with these things. And that's why if you're not interested, God opposes the proud. But if you're humble, God gives grace to you and will help deliver you because his hand is stronger than any of ours. Now, please help me. I don't know if this is going to work or not. This is the vicar's holiday joke coming up. It might not work, so there we are. I happen to like timepieces. This one's an Amiga, but you're not having it, all right? But I'm slightly confused about the latest way people tell times. Who here has got a Fitbit? Well done. Got two, three, four, five. Got. They tell you calories, they tell you heart rate, they tell you the time. And I was thinking about this on holidays. I was trying to go to the beach and I thought, I've not got a Fitbit, I've got a fat bit. I don't need a Fitbit because I've got a fat... No, no, no. Different ways of telling the time, aren't there? Different timepieces. But this is due time. This is not, what is it now, 25 to 11. The vicar's been going for 7 minutes. And the church started at 10 o'clock. Lunch is at 1 o'clock. And the next holiday is so-and-so. And term is going to start in a week. It's not Chronos time. It's not Omega time or Fitbit time. It's due time. It's God's time. And so when you humble yourself under God's mighty hand in due time, in his time, and that, I guess, is the hard bit. It's when he wants to, he will lift you up. Now, this is how we can be humble. Come Come on, children, come and tell me what this is. You'll need to feel it. This is a tactile part of the service. Do you want to? Yeah, come on, come on. Come and have a little... Don't throw it anywhere. Just come and tell me what you think's in here.
It's definitely...
Pardon?
Plots.
Keep going.
Soil,
yeah, very good. Soil, well, there are bits of dead plants. Do you want to come and have a feel? Hello, Evie.
There's soil. Plants, and there's weeds.
Very observant. Do you want to come and have a go?
Dead plants and soil and bark, probably.
Yeah, bark, probably. I wasn't expecting such a comprehensive list of powers of observations. What schools do you go to? Very good ones. Very good. Back to your seats. Mainly it's soil. There are bits of dead bark here and weeds and dead plants. But I probably shouldn't have done that. I'll wash my hands before I shake your hand at the door. It's soil. And I think the Latin is humus. And it's the same word from which we get humility and being human. How can we humble ourselves? We can recognize that we're humans. We can't have everything our own way. We're not masters of our own destinies. We're not the most important, proud person in the world. There is a God who loves us. And if we place ourselves under his mighty hand, whatever we're struggling with, he will help us with. So there we are, 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Shall we say it together? Well, let me say it first. Humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and in due time, not Fitbit time or Fatbit time, in due time, he will lift you up. Shall we say that together? Humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and in due time, he will lift you up. Amen. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, you know that we're made from dust, and indeed we'll return to dust, and we are humans. Help us not to forget you, but to know your presence with us day by day. Lift us up where we need your presence. Help us to cast our cares upon you, and to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Amen.